Hello, Leanne.
Oh, hi there, Phil. I was thinking of how generous Ralph Norris is, but you can bet your bottom dollar he still gets a receipt to claim it on his tax, as do most of these people. And also, you know, you can bet your bottom dollar that they don't do their own tax either.
Well, we don't know. Actually, we don't know whether Ralph Norris is generous.
That's exactly right. But hell, if he is, he does get a receipt for it, so he can claim it on his tax. And these people, a lot of these people, have people to come in and do creative accounting for them, so they don't even pay the right tax. So, really, is it philanthropy? I don't think it is.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Peter, hi.
G'day.
Hi.
Gee, they really do think we're silly, don't they? They don't know about it. Gee, me, apologies. Look, if they can have 20% of their, or even up to 50% of their body income taken away, it means they're paying 50%. They've been paid. You know, it just confirms what everybody, or most sensible people, consider they've been well overpaid. You know, I mean, it's just pure greed, all this. This is nonsense. Just don't pay them so much and allow the money to be naturally distributed through the economic system, you know. Let it, you know, and so instead of crimping on people's wages and conditions and the number of people they employ, start putting people back into work and paying people reasonable wages. And
okay.
I mean, it's just pure greed. I mean, this is what Dick's going on about, you know, sounds wonderful, and the lady that was going on how wonderful. I mean, lots of people sort of donate. I mean, I'm on a disability pension, and I fork out a few hundred dollars a year to charity sort of stuff. Gee. You know, so, and then, you know, people do community work around the bloody place. Most people who live in the community put a fair amount of time within the community.
Well, I think, hang on, when you say most, you know, Peter, I think some people do. I'm not sure that most do. I think it's part of the problem. I think it's one of the arguments we're talking about. G'day, Pat.
Yes. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes, I think Dick should give a lot more. I give all of my income to a charity, and I have the satisfaction.
But how can you do that, Pat?
By living on the capital.
Oh, okay, so all the income. Well, but hang on. I see. So you're running down your capital.
Yes, running down the capital. I'm an ancient party.
Yes.
And why, you can't take it with you. I said to a Buddhist monk years ago, I'm going to leave my money to the Buddhist library. And he said, why not do it now and enjoy it? Well, I'm teaching 2,000 kids in Cambodia English. I built a dental clinic there, and we've treated thousands of kids that had no opportunity to go to the dentist. So that's what people should realise. There's so much pleasure in seeing what your money can do rather than trying to hang on to it and take it with you.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the points that Dick is making, isn't it? That giving actually makes you feel better. That's a good reason, a selfish reason to do it. Hello, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm trying to point out that I think that people only get rich because other people have paid them to get there. And I wonder whether or not people have paid too much for the service that people have made or provided to get their wealth. So I don't really think that it's a great thing that people who are very wealthy start giving 20% away. Maybe they should stop charging so much on the way there and giving the people who are hard-earned, earning their money hard and fast, and giving them a break along the way.
Okay, fair enough. Mark, hello. You're a fundraiser.
Oh, g'day.
You're a fundraiser. Yes. Yeah, okay.
Yes, well, I've worked in the field for 15 years.
Oh, well, you'd know. You've been at the coalface. You know that people don't give, do they?
Absolutely. Look, there are a lot that I forgive, but, you know, we do a lot of direct mail.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that all of us know that when we segment our database, as we start to work out who we're going to mail to, there are postcodes within areas that you just simply don't mail any mail to. There's no response. And all of us know...
What are they?
They're all up and down the eastern seaboard. They're all up in the North Shore area.
But are they typically wealthier areas?
Yes, they are. They are very wealthy areas. And you can find that information, all that information, as to... as these census comes out, you're able to find out which are the wealthy areas. And as some of the areas become more and more wealthy, you can see the income from and the income streams from those areas start to decline. And we all know that in Sydney, for example, nearly 60% of all our donations come from the western suburb.
Is that right? So if you know, in Sydney, for example, if you mail to the eastern suburbs or the upper North Shore, and in Melbourne, if you mail to South Yarra or Toorak and so on, what you're saying that you just wouldn't bother?
Well, you wouldn't bother. You wouldn't bother, but you do all your activities. You... you spend all your time where the dollar is, and in Sydney area, that's certainly out in Western Sydney. The people out in Western Sydney are the most generous in Australia.
Yeah. Look, I think a lot of fundraisers have found this, that that people, in a sense, who are not necessarily struggling badly, but are in the middle of the pack, are more likely to give than those at the very top end.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. All right, appreciate the call. That's it from the coalface too. Hello, Susie.
Hi, how you going, Philip?
Well, thanks.
Look, the good news is there's a lot of kids out there that do good things and volunteer. My 11-year-old daughter and her girlfriends had a garage sale a few weeks ago. They donated a quarter of what they made each, and the poor buggers only made about $20 each, and they gave it to charity, to our school's wishing tree. They also did a kids fund triathlon the other week and raised money for kids with disabilities. So, you know, the good news is there's lots of kids that are quite happy to donate and do the right thing for people that don't have as much as them.
Yep. Okay, good on you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. 1-300-800-222. The text flying in as well. Plenty of people were responding to Dick this morning. I love Dick's idea. 20% for philanthropy for the very wealthy. Why not just accept Dick's generosity? The best form of charity that banks could undertake is to get rid of outrageous fees. Joe from Yarraville. And the year Wal King was the highest paid CEO in Australia, we employees got no bonus. It's obscene. Jenny from Clayton. Philanthropy isn't generosity unless you can make a relative sacrifice. It's easy to give a dollar from the hand when one has 100 in the pocket.